But worship, simply defined, is just this connection and relationship that we have with God. And all of those other things flow out of this connection and this relationship. They're kind of the product of this. Because what would worship be without this relationship and this connection? It would just be noise. It would just be, well, noise. But this relationship is what makes it alive and makes it what it is, right? There, worship to me is this constant pouring in and a constant pouring out. It's this never-ending flow of God just pouring out his love and his presence on us, and us in turn pouring our love and our worship back out on him. Because the Bible says that we love him because he first loved us. And to me, what that means is that tells me that it is like in our DNA, in the way that we are created to respond to him and to respond to his love. I'm not really going to get into a lot of detail about this today, but I feel like a broken record sometimes talking about God's love and about love in general and about having an encounter with God's love. I just think it is really sad and frustrating when we, you know, especially when you grow up in church and, you know, in Sunday school, you're taught Jesus loves me. You learn all the songs about Jesus loves me. And you can ask a Christian, does Jesus love you? And they'll say, yes, Jesus loves me. And you say that because you know it, because you're taught it. It's part of your Christianity.